Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Sports Report. We are your hosts. I am Ben Meredith.
And I am also Ben Meredith.
Today, we're going to be talking a lot about the Hubert Davis firing and what it means to us, as well as some other head coaching candidates. But before we get to that, we're going to talk Wildcat sports, as well as some other headlines in college basketball, as well as MLB getting started and what that means for the rest of the world. I don't know, because, well, MLB is starting, which means baseball's pastime is back, and or America's pastime is back. And so we're going to see what our thoughts are on that and keep going from there. But we're going to start with baseball for the Wildcats. Went 1-1 against Batesburg this week with a loss. I believe this was at Batesburg. They lost pretty handily, 11-1. Not a great showing from the guys. And then they went and came back home against Batesburg and had one of the better performances of the season, scoring 14 runs. There were multiple home runs. There were three home runs, one by Mason Ellis, his first career home run in a varsity uniform. He hit the scoreboard. Absolute nuke shot from the freshman. And then Parker Sutley hit a three-run bomb. Mason's was also a three-run bomb. And then Austin Wirtz was a two-run bomb. So that's, I'm not best at math, eight runs there, and then there were six other ones scored. So very amazing performance from the baseball guys. Did you see any of the videos on social media?
Yeah, I saw some follow-up stuff. That was a smooth hit by Mason Ellis. I saw Parker's also on social media. But yeah, fantastic showing for the guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of, I wish I would have been there, but we were at soccer. My family and I were at soccer, and soccer, unfortunately, throughout the week, guys and girls both went defeated. Girls had a really good game against Saluda that went down to the last 15 minutes or so, and I didn't see the goal occur. I believe this final score was 2-3. I did not see any of the goals go in because I was looking away, talking to someone else when it happened, and bang, they just scored again. Okay, whatever, it is what it is. The officiating in the Saluda girls game, according to a player, was not great. I didn't see anything bad. There was one handball call on a girl that was a handball, but I didn't think it was yellow card worthy of a handball, and I'm pretty sure it was in the box, so it resulted in a PK. I think they missed the PK, though, but still, really unfortunate to see. I believe there were three yellow cards, which were only three they've had of the season. And the guys, nothing really positive to say about the Saluda game, but in that, on Thursday, they scored two goals. The guys scored two goals against Greenwood Christian. The girls did not play against Greenwood Christian on Thursday. And then the guys went and narrowly lost 1-0 to American Leadership Academy over there in Lexington. Long drive, very fun game to watch and participate in. And it was a lot of fun to see. And hopefully the guys can carry this on. They do not have a game for the rest of spring break. Then the week they return to school, we do not have a game until the next week. So that'll be a fun kind of reset and practice and whatnot. And then track does not have any meets over spring break. And I believe the Coach Book is on his honeymoon. So congratulations and enjoying that. And so we don't have practices this week. And then in other news for the Wildcats, David Vickery, the longtime band director for the Wildcats, is retiring after the school year, and I believe Tori Reiser is stepping into that role as well. Not really sports related, but pretty interesting fact. Do you have anything you'd like to say about anything?
No, I thought it wasn't Vickery's. There was another Vickery that was like interim. Is that for this year, the remainder of this year, or is Vickery stepping down at the end of
Vickery is stepping down at the end of this year. Okay. He's still
around. I saw something about an interim thing flash by me on Facebook that I guess was his son or nephew or somebody. But anyways, that's Vickery. If you've never watched the 96 band do their thing, it is a thing of beauty. As a musician myself, I just absolutely love the professionalism, the dedication that you can tell they put in the reps and the practice. Something to be really proud of that he's built, and hopefully it continues on under new leadership, but he will certainly be missed. But yeah, I love watching our band.
I never went to go. I don't think either of us ever went to like a live performance of the band, unless you did when cousins were in school.
I saw it on halftime shows.
Yeah, halftime shows and during the games. It was beautiful to watch and listen to. And yeah, for sure, Mr. Vickery will be missed, but I think Tori Reiser will step in and do a great job there And now it is time for the main event. Hubert Davis, switching over to Carolina basketball, Hubert Davis fired from Carolina as the head coach. We're going to go to Dad first because I know he has much more thoughts on it because he's been much more public about his thoughts than I have been. So let's go to Dad.
Yeah, it's been a rough week to be a North Carolina fan, and I get it. I want to preface it by saying I get it. Basketball at the highest level in college is a business. It is a business, period. Beginning, end. Beginning, middle, end. It's a business. But it's increasingly, I think, for me, I've been able to shield myself from it's a business about making money and about these athletes and coaches and everybody else making money. I've been able to put that in the back of my mind because we've also got this thing called the Carolina way, right? And we do things differently. We play the game at an elite level, sure, but we're human first. And we've got this lineage that stretches back all the way from Dean Smith.
Really, Frank, if you want to go further than that, yeah, McGuire. Yeah.
Frank McGuire, Dean Smith, Bill Guthridge, Matt Daugherty, Roy Williams, all the way up to Hubert Davis. Like it's been a thing, right? And so that has shielded me in a little bit of way. And obviously, I don't want to sound like the spoiled kid that I legitimately am, because it's been easy to be a Carolina fan for a long time. We've only had a few pockets of not good product on the court over the last 30 years. And I get it. Basketball is a business, but it's a business that I've continued to care about because we do things the right way and we don't get rid of people for the wrong reasons. I'm having a lot of trouble personally as a North Carolina fan continuing to care about the business when you let somebody like Hubert Davis go.
Yeah.
And so that's and as we're recording, we're in between. They haven't announced a new hire. Social media is all flipping out about who's going to be the North Carolina head coach. But there's been nothing official other than the announcement that he's gone and that they're looking for a new coach. Yep. And so I'm reserving judgment, but I'll tell you, I'll be straight up with you. It's going to be really hard for them to keep me caring about this business because I did care about it 6 months ago. And I'm also coaches have bad years. Some coaches have strengths and weaknesses and all that. Like that's it. But it baffles my mind that a coach with Hubert Davis's record, if you took North Carolina's name off of it and put that same record at any other school in the ACC, maybe Duke excluded, but I think even with Duke, there's no chance this man loses his job. And I get it. When he's been bad or when the teams have been bad, they've been bad. But I don't pin it all on the coach. Yeah. And I think, look at Wake Forest, for example. I've got a buddy from Wake Forest, graduated from Wake Forest, big Wake Forest fan. He said to me on social media this week, we would be ecstatic with Hubert Davis's record. Just looking at the record. Instead, we've got year 7 of the Steve Forbes show and 0 NCAA tournament appearances. Like it is baffling to me that you would get rid of a Hubert Davis, because I think there's this myth out there that there is such thing as somebody who can, you can say with 100% certainty, this guy can in 2026 coach basketball to champion consistent championships. That is an absolute joke of a myth.
Outside of Hurley, Dan Hurley.
I think Dan Hurley caught fire because of certain circumstances. I don't think it's Dan Hurley.
I think it's, and you look at it now, I mean, Florida just lost in the round of 32. We're going for back-to-back titles. They get beat by a 9 seed. You look at Baylor, they won it, and then we destroyed them for 25 minutes of that basketball game until in 2022. It's just, there's going back to back is so rare and so impossible. And heck, making the Final Four 3 years in a row is almost unheard of. Shout out to Dan Hurley. He has a shot at doing it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's no shot Dan Hurley's leaving UConn to come to Carolina. And if he does, I'm never watching a game ever again. But it's ridiculous to me.
Yep, to get rid of a Hubert Davis because of his on-court performance. Now, yes, do I think that he has some things ahead, some things to work on? You can't go out in the round of 64 2 years in a row. You can't do that as North Carolina's head coach. And again, like I said, I get it. I get it. You can be let go. But I think North Carolina especially, and it's really all of college basketball, is on notice. It is so transparently about the revenue that these men are producing and the NCAA revenue. You get lots more money when you go to the next round in the NCAA, farther you go. And it is transparently about the dollars, and man, it's making it tough for me to care. North Carolina is at a tipping point for me as a lifelong fan. There's nothing in my calendar that I schedule around like North Carolina basketball.
Fact.
There will never be anything in my schedule that I schedule around like North Carolina basketball as far as things that my family is not actively involved in. And so
you're not going to get that scheduling around football. You're not going to get that scheduling around baseball. You're not going to get that scheduling around Wildcat sports that we're not playing in. That's how much it means to me and Dad. And over the past few months, it's meant a lot more to Theo. It's getting... Theo's my younger brother, if you're new to the show. We want to watch Carolina basketball because we want to watch Hubert Davis, who cares. He cares so much about Carolina basketball. His statement after getting fired was, I hope to coach here for a really long time. And he didn't, which sucks. But he cares. I mean, the fact that he only has one career technical foul, to my knowledge, as a coach, is crazy to me, because he would get so animated, so loud, without saying a cuss word. And that's another thing. I mentioned it in my article, or at least in my rough draft, was I wrote an entire thank you to Hubert Davis. I said, thank you for doing it the Carolina way. Even when you kind of changed things, you went from the stretch, from the two bigs to the stretch four, you did it so seamlessly that we didn't care, because we almost went to the national championship game. And then you get fired. And according to Puff Johnson, he had a Bible study at his house for the players to open up. That's what matters more than anything on the court to me. And I am shocked that a guy like Bubba Cunningham, that a guy like the rest of this program, would let a guy like that slip away. That is the most angering thing about it to me.
And again, like I said, I get it. It's a business. You got to make money. He wasn't putting out a product that was making y'all enough money, but he was putting out a product that was producing men who were amazing in their careers as basketball players, that were fiercely competitive, that I could go on and on.
And we're acting like it didn't make money. We went 18-0 at home.
Yeah.
We sold out almost every single Saturday night crowd, regardless of school.
Yep.
If it was in Carolina, if it was in Kentucky, if it was in Louisville, if it was in Maryland, wherever it was, we sold out. Gonzaga in 2020. Never mind, that was Roy. But either way, we're selling out crowds. We're making money for the sport. We're acting like, oh, Carolina's not making money. Yeah, we're not making March money, which is obviously more, but we're still making money.
Yep.
We're still selling out crowds at Carolina Duke.
Yeah, the expectation that we be consistently elite in 2026 is a faulty premise.
It's impossible.
That's not a thing that happens. Like, teams go from really good to absolute garbage within the space of 6 months because of injury and NIL and transfer portal. And so that it is just not worth commenting on this expectation that Hubert didn't do enough. I think it's absurd. And like I said, they've got some small chance of retaining me as a fan, a lifelong fan. Cheered for them before I went to school there, cheered for them since I can remember cheering for anything. And this week I've said, I don't care about North Carolina basketball about 10 times because I was wearing a North Carolina hat on my trip out to LA and people would stop me and want to talk North Carolina basketball. And it was tough because I didn't even want to talk about it. I was ashamed of what North Carolina basketball did to Hubert Davis while I was in Los Angeles.
Yeah, 100%. I think that about covers everything we have to say when it comes down to firing of the coach. When it comes to other head coaching candidates, Is there anyone on your board right now that you're like, yes, that guy?
Honestly, I have not even looked. I've seen some of the stuff come across my social media feed that such and such is coming here. And so much of it is clickbait garbage designed to make me mad. Like, people talking Dan Hurley coming, people talking, like, who knows? This time 2 years ago, I would have called you insane that Bill Belichick would be the North Carolina football coach. So I would have called you insane. And similarly, I would call you relatively insane if Dan Hurley is the North Carolina men's basketball coach. But one thing I can guarantee you is that if Dan Hurley is the men's basketball coach, I will watch zero games. Not even one. I will no longer wear the NC logo on my hat because I'm just not interested in being a part of that. And so there, I've seen a lot of names like that that seem to be designed to tick me off. And so I'm reserving judgment. I do respect Bubba Cunningham and Steve, I guess, the new guy, Newmark.
I don't know.
Who's coming in next year.
Yeah, sounds right. Steve Newmark, yeah.
He's going to be the new boss. But right now, Bubba's on his way out. And I have lots of respect for everything I've heard them say. So I'm holding out hope that they do come up with somebody. I would love, again, because I'm old school, I would love for it to continue to be in the North Carolina family because I think we do things a certain way. And honestly, the tragedy, I think Kenny Smith said it in a clip I saw, the tragedy, the biggest tragedy of all this is you're not just getting rid of Hubert Davis, you're likely getting rid of Jeff Lebo and Pat Sullivan and Sean May and Marcus Page and all of these people that represent that exact legacy that I was talking about. Men who played at the highest level for different coaches within the same legacy. And so I would love for a Sean May to be given a shot.
Or a Jeff Lebo.
Somebody like that. But
or a Jerry Stackhouse, like someone who's not even on that current staff.
But I also don't think that you fire Hubert Davis if you're planning on staying in the Carolina family.
Agreed.
And that's what makes me the maddest and saddest about all of it.
Yeah,
I have not seen any names that I'm like, yeah, we got to have that guy, because all of those guys for me are like lesser Hubert Davises.
Yeah. So there's Billy Donovan from the Chicago Bulls. As much as everybody's talking about how the NBA and college basketball are starting to become similar and how much Billy Donovan has sucked at the NBA level, no thanks. I'm straight. Tommy Lloyd from Arizona. That's my personal favorite. I just don't see him leaving, is my thing. Dusty May, I think he most recently announced that he is staying. Like, while I wrote this, Todd Golden, same thing. I'm pretty sure he announced he's staying. Mark Few, absolutely not. I've been fairly public about my dislike for Mark Few. Sean May, that's probably my legitimate, like, we both agree on personal favorite, because Sean May is a Carolina guy. You saw the fight in him in 2005? Was that what it was?
Yep.
2005 with Sean May, you saw the fight in him and how much he cares for this university. This is probably the longest shot, in my opinion, but it is Rick Pitino. He recently announced that he is not going, or I've seen reports that he is not going back to St. John's. I know how much he doesn't want it. I'm not as anti-Pitino as the rest of them. I know I'm younger, so I don't remember all the crap coming out, but it was a recruiting violation that got him fired from Louisville. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, they were paying players before you were allowed to pay players.
Now it's, that can be swept under the rug. But he made Iona, before he went to St. John's, I believe, a second weekend team. He's a winner, regardless of where it is. Providence, Kentucky, Iona, St. John's, Louisville, all of them he's been a winner at. And so I'm not as anti-Pitino.
Yeah, if they put Voldemort as our head coach, I'm absolutely 100% never watching a game until he is no longer the head coach. He's a snake. And again, this is, he's proven that he will do anything to win, including things that are not above board. And so I don't want that. I don't want, that is not the Carolina way. So
yeah, that is true.
With sincere apologies for calling him Voldemort. He can't help what he looks like, but I'm not. If you put Pitino as my head coach, I'm just not, like, I don't care about the business that much. I don't care about winning that much.
Oh, that's funny.
I sound like a dinosaur when I'm like, I don't care about winning, but I really don't. Like, I really, it is not worth winning if you put character aside. It's not worth winning. I don't want to win and have it not be legitimate. And that's one of the things that I loved most about Hubert Davis is, yeah, he did some frustrating things and some things that I was like, what kind of coaching decision is this? But at the end of the day, I could trust, A, he knew more about basketball than I do, and B, he cares deeply about doing things the right way. And that's who I need. I don't know who that man is to be the head coach because I feel like we already had him. But that's what I need, is I need somebody who cares more about doing things the right way than they do about how deep into March you can go.
Which, to me, that is the names I've listed above: Dusty May, Tommy Lloyd, and Golden. Again, for the love of God, do not hire Billy Donovan. But he seems to be the runaway favorite at the moment. But again, nothing came out from UNC basketball. This has just been like the fan reports who claim to have inside. And then another one that I did not make on this list would be John Calipari. How would you feel about John Calipari?
Again, they'll lose me.
I don't feel like he's as much of a snake as...
He's not, but it's... Again, there's something about loyalty, and I get it. If I were John Calipari, I probably would have switched schools as many times as I could, because that's where you get bajillions of dollars. Is by showing that you can coach and then going to a school that will pay you more. The Will Wade effect. Yeah. Like I'm a good coach and I'm not loyal. He doesn't want to. Will Wade wanted you to think he was loyal as long as he was at NC State, but then he tucked tail and ran as soon as somebody paid him more money. And I get that. I do. I understand that there's this, in the fan base, there's this very vocal, I will still call it a minority because I'm maybe got the rose-colored glasses on, but there's this very vocal minority that is, win. We must win. We've got to win. If we don't win and look elite at every moment of every day, then we're going to lose. Then we're terrible. And I'm like, no, you have not been around long enough, young one. Go back home. Because coaches like Coach K and Dean Smith and Adolph Rupp probably is the only one that you're like, nope, he actually was a firecracker from day one and was pretty much elite right out of the gate. He has 80% winning percentage for his first 150 games. That does not happen. John Wooden did not win 80% of his games his first year or 5 years. Like, it just doesn't happen. And yeah, I get it. A Calipari makes sense if what you value is winning,
your loyalty thing about Calipari, where was he at before he was at Kentucky?
Don't remember.
I can't remember. So it was Kentucky, and he sucked at Kentucky for 2 or 3 years, just constantly getting upset.
Right. He was getting the Hubert Davis effect,
where it was like, okay,
the fan base expects a certain thing, and he was not delivering it,
and so he technically resigned, but it was a resign or get fired situation. He resigned. He went to Arkansas, which was out of nowhere. I expected him to get fired and then retire. Mm-hmm. I did not expect him to go somewhere else. And he did. And he now has one of the best teams in the nation that went to I believe, Sweet 16. I don't believe they went to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, and again, yeah. Calipari, what he was known for way back in the day when you were really young was he was the only guy that was getting these one and done, not the only guy, but one of the only guys getting these one and dones, and that 1 year, he proved that you could win it with one and dones. And so that is a skill set that is definitely needed, and he was ahead of the curve in terms of that. And so... I just cannot see North Carolina hiring the former Kentucky head coach and who couldn't cut it there.
Yeah.
Because our fan bases, like it or not, are pretty similar. Spoiled fan bases. And I can't imagine Calipari even wanting anything to do with it.
That's true.
Stay down in Arkansas and make bajillions of dollars down there.
Going to the round of 32.
Yeah.
That's Arkansas's.
You get to the round of 32 and they're like throwing you a parade in Arkansas. And I give it some time. Their expectations are going to get raised there. But yeah.
Especially after a guy like Darius Acuff comes through, they're going to be praising him for a long time because he might win National Player of the Year. But I just, to me, I'd be okay with Calipari because in this new era of transfer portal, you get Calipari to come in. He sees, oh, freshman year Elliot Cadeau, who went crazy, now wants out of Carolina as a sophomore. Let's go get him. I know he didn't get Cadeau, but he went out for it. Patino went and got some Carolina guys. The Vanderbilt head coach went and got a lot of Carolina guys. Like, those things where it's like, okay, you're telling me I can recruit guys who are 25 years old who are in Europe? Yes. And Hubert did a great job at it too. One more thing before we go to the Elite Eight preview recap. Who do you think from the team returns from Carolina?
Oh, it would shock me if any of them return at this point. So I don't know. I'm certain that some will, right?
Yeah.
But I can't see Vassar coming back. Caleb's already announced he's not coming back.
Yeah.
Seth can't come back. Dixon, I think, has already announced or has heavily alluded.
Dixon's heavily alluded to it.
That he's not coming back. And so
Kyan Evans, I doubt, comes back.
It would shock me if any of them come back because you've gotten rid of their head coach.
Zaden High is the only one that I'm like, sure. But the rest of them, I still wouldn't be surprised if Zaden High goes and transfers down to a mid-major.
Yeah, I think we're rebuilding with whatever head coach we get. We're going to get half of his players that are on his current roster, and then we're going to get some of the back-of-the-bench guys, the Isaiah Dennis's or whatever, that didn't get any playing time yet, and so therefore, you know, they're both draft stock and their NIL / transfer portal stock hasn't gone up. NIL, the money's good at Carolina, not even just for the top three guys. Like, we've got systems in place now. We were a little late. But we've got systems in place where even our back of the bench guys are getting their name out there a little bit more. And so there's a possibility that a guy like an Isaiah Dennis, who didn't see the court much this year because of injury and recovery and just circumstance, and the other guys on the roster could
James
see a path
Brown. That's
to,
another one that yeah, I feel James like Brown, could come back.
Could see the NIL money benefit of staying at Carolina when there's not a marquee player coming in. I'm interested to see what happens with these guys that have already committed, that are incoming freshmen.
Mingo and Adam.
We'll see.
Smith.
To imagine a lot of the reason you go to a place is the head coach, and we just fired ours.
And especially with Marcus Page, who was the guard assistant coach, going and accepting a job at Charlotte. UNC Charlotte, or is it just Charlotte? It's just Charlotte.
They don't like it when you say UNCC.
Sorry.
Sorry. It's the name of your school.
But yeah, I definitely feel like that could sway a Dylan Mingo, who is, I believe, the best point guard in the country. And who knows? I don't think Mallory Smith leaves. He's a 3-star, not that heavily recruited. And Kenny Smith's his dad. But for a guy like Maximo Adams, I don't know. A guy like Dylan Mingo, who was already rumored like he might go somewhere else, I don't know. And yeah, those are my only thoughts on that. I am very curious to see where or how Dylan Mingo and Adams play next year. Obviously, we need to coach first, but I'm passively excited for that as well.
Yep.
Now that we've got that out of the way, the Elite Eight games are tonight, or today and tonight. Duke plays UConn tonight at, I believe, 5:30. That will be a good game. Never pulled for Dan Hurley so hard in my life, because the ultimate doom cannot happen the same season that we fire our head coach, please. And then the other game, I believe it is Tennessee and Michigan. Again, until the first weekend, I'm all for upsets. But once you get to the final three games of the season and John Shire is still on the board, I want all the one seeds to win.
That's right.
Except for Duke from now on. So that includes Michigan, Dusty May, even if that hinders Carolina's coaching search because, oh, the coach we're trying to go at still in the tournament. Don't care. Eliminate Duke.
That's right.
We will love you way more if you eliminate Duke, then come to Carolina. But yeah, that's all I have for college basketball. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? I know we've talked about that for a hot while.
Nope, I'm good.
All right, cool. And then just one quick thing to say about the Braves. MLB started, I believe, last Tuesday or Wednesday.
I could have caught Dodgers opening day while I was
You could have caught Dodgers opening day? Golly,
LA,
what are we doing?
I did not do it. It was like walking distance from my hotel.
Yeah, he was in LA. I don't know if we mentioned that.
I decided not to brave the crowds.
That would have been fun to go to. And then, but the Braves start 2-0. They are currently playing, as we're recording this, it's probably the beginning innings of that one, if it has started. But the Braves are 2-0 with some of the best defensive play I've ever seen. Have you seen any of the videos?
I have not. You told me about that one, but I have not.
There was one play in game 2 of the Royals series where shortstop, I don't know any of these guys' names. I just want to preface that. Ozzie Albies, Ozuna, no, he's not even there anymore. Michael Harris, and then Acuna, Albies, Harris. All I got. Because all of our pitchers were injured. That's what I'm about to get
through. Three more than me.
Yeah. But yeah, because they've needed that defense. They've needed the diving plays. And I was joking with one of my soccer teammates. I said that the team, like with all of the pitchers, we have some guys I've never even heard of pitching. And they're putting the ball in play. And whoever is there is, okay, I'm going to give you everything I've got to go get this ball. And it works. I'll go back to the shortstop. Shortstop catches a diving play or grabs the ball out of the air off a 1 or 2 hop that would have probably been a double if he hadn't got there. Gets there. It's on the outside of the dirt. Turns one step, throw to Matt Olson, who had his glove stretched out at first for the out. And in a game where every out mat and every run mattered in that grand slam walk-off home run, that ball was absolutely crushed in a situation where it was 3-2, one out, likely a pop out to anywhere out of the dirt, scores a run. Just make contact with it if it's in the zone. If it's not, take a walk and we're going home either way. And he nukes it over to right field. Beautiful hit. Do you have anything like to say about Major League? I know you're not as much of a Major League guy as
you
are.
I love watching it. I especially love watching it live, but I haven't yet this week. But no, I haven't followed any of the off-season stuff, so I don't have much to add other than I do love that baseball's back. Even though I don't have much time to watch it and don't make much time to watch it, it's my favorite non-college basketball sport. It could take the top spot.
I was about
to
say.
We fired Hubert Davis.
Yeah, I think I was able to watch. I was at a party, and it was a dead time during the party, and so I turned on the Orioles-Twins game. Really random, but it was the game that was on before the Braves game, and I thought, hey, there's a chance Vance Honeycutt got pulled up to the majors. He didn't, but I thought there was a chance. And so I watched that game, and the Orioles just got beat. It was not fun for them. And then I turned on the Illinois game because one of my friends was an Illinois fan, and Until Duke loses, if Duke were out, I was pulling for Iowa hard if Duke's not in this tournament. But I'm like, Illinois, please, do your worst. I ended up calling him because he was not at the party. I called him and I said, hey, man, I'm sorry for everything I've ever said to you negatively about Illinois. Please go win the national championship. I don't care. Also, I don't think anybody's beating Arizona because they got beat in the first half and then coaching adjustments, and then they won by 15. But yeah, that's about all I have for today's episode. 96 Baseball is back in action this week. They play at home against Greenwood Christian on Monday at 6. And then I believe JV goes...
JV and varsity.
At Greenwood Christian. And then they play Dixie.
No, at Dixie.
At Dixie. You're right. At some point as well. They play
Greenwood Tuesday.
Yeah, they play Dixie Tuesday. In 96 Monday against Greenwood Christian, and then next week they play both teams again in games that have nothing to do with the region, which is really weird to have a early February game early April game going and playing two non-region teams, but they didn't have a single non-region official game yet.
Nice.
Because they played a bunch of tournaments, but Emerald, they played Emerald twice, lost. Then they played Saluda twice, lost. Split with Pillion, split with Batesburg, and now, or they might have swept Pillion. They may have swept Pillion, but either way, it's a very solid performance from them, and I'm looking forward to going to watch that one on Monday because I actually have a free day to go watch Wildcat Sports and not be playing in a Wildcat sport, which is pretty great that I finally get a chance to do that. And then softball, I'm not sure what the softball schedule looks like, but be on the lookout for that. Again, 96boosterclub.com. You can look at that there and find it, all the scheduling that you need. But yeah, until next time we talk, it'll probably be heavy Wildcat sports next time we talk because there's not much talk about college basketball-wise from our opinions.
That's right.
Unless Duke loses, then we'll probably have a 35-minute episode talking about Duke losing. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Go Wildcats.